Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for listening today. It's great to have you with us. My guest is today is Sandy Lowengart, and he's joining us from Capital Trust Advisors. He's been with us before, and of course, if you've been listening for any amount of time, you know you can find previous interviews on the audio library at exitcoachradio.com. So look up Sandy's prior interview. We're going to be talking to him about what's going on with the drop in oil prices and what it means for other asset classes. So, Sandy, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me. Hope you had a great new year and holiday season.
Thank you. You too. You too. How was yours? Did you have a good one?
Excellent. Was actually down your way in North San Diego County for a couple of weeks where we have a little place. So that was great to get out of the cold and freezing Bay Area and enjoy a little beach time in Southern California. So,
great.
But thanks for having me back, Bill, and looking forward to touching base on this kind of interesting present-day macroeconomic situation.
Very interesting situation, and I'm sure we're going to be very interested to find out what you have to say about the drop in oil prices, what it means to other asset classes. Sandy, tell us really briefly what you do at Capital Trust Advisors, and then let's get into that.
Absolutely, Bill. So I've been in the business now about 25 years, primarily as a portfolio manager and equity research analyst. Capital Trust Advisors is a full-service wealth advisory and asset management firm focused on financial planning, asset protection, and trying to do a very solid job on the portfolio management as well. So we're experienced, savvy, been around a long time, and really are true fiduciaries to our clients. Thanks for asking, Bill.
Yeah, we had a great interview last time talking about asset protection strategies and retirement income and all the different ways that you help people. And now we're throwing a different curveball that I don't think anybody saw coming, at least the uninitiated, the people that aren't tracking this. So give us the lowdown. What's happening with the oil prices? Why is it happening, and how is it affecting other markets?
Yeah, a couple things, Bill. You know, first of all, I'm sure most of the listeners understand that the oil market, one of the largest commodity and economically sensitive commodity markets on planet Earth, driven by lots of these new emerging markets and, of course, our insatiable consumption here in the U.S. as well. This is a big, big deal. The price of crude oil is measured by just the Brent crude market dropped over, well, now it's down about 50%. Last year that number was 40, but we're a full 50% off of the high above $100 and literally down beneath $50 a barrel. So it's a remarkable drop in any asset class, much less this liquid and large of a market. So just in and unto itself, it's pretty shocking. Bill, in a nutshell, what's caused it is the realization by world markets that the U.S. is actually producing and is adding incrementally in a pretty small way, but nonetheless adding incrementally to the world market. And that fact has really precipitated the decline. You know, it's something that hasn't occurred before. Really, it's just based on these fracking technologies and being able to horizontally drill in and frack at these shale reserves in Oklahoma, Arkansas, all over our, Midwestern Colorado, Midwestern states. And that incremental supply has caused a crash in the price. More importantly, though, I think what it says for us in the short term is it's a real tailwind if you drive an SUV here, as I do, for consumer spending. And with the U.S. really being well entrenched in an economic recovery, this is a big deal for the consumer. So pretty exciting for our listeners out there. If you're paying, you know, at one time we were paying, $4, and now we're down in the low $2 range for gas. So that's going to put a lot of disposable income into people's pockets and, in our opinion, assist with another fairly solid year in U.S. equity markets. So that's a little bit about the decline, Bill. I think, importantly, though, we need to take a look at the background. And as your listeners know, the markets, at least as measured by the S&P 500, the large index here domestically, had another solid year. It was up a little over 13% in calendar 2014. That follows up a nearly 30% gain in 2013. So we've had a really rip-roaring period of time here in the equities domestically and large cap domestic equities. But, you know, with that in the history books, it's pretty tough to see a real fat pitch, Bill, at this point. You know, we're anticipating fairly normalized returns here in the S&P 500 this year, broadly tracking corporate earnings growth, probably somewhere in the range of 5 or 6%. And really anything beyond that we think is going to have to come with price earnings expansion or expansion in the valuation of those cash flows and earnings streams. So the point here really being there's no fat pitch. What's interesting, though, is the dislocation from this oil price decline has opened up some opportunities potentially in the fixed income market, which was actually a lot of what we spoke about the last time, how mm-hmm. your retired listeners can gain more income in a diversified and logical fashion, given the fact that interest rates are still at 0%. And that's, Bill, I think the exciting thing that I have to bring today. Asset classes linked to commodities and to this dislocation are cheaper than they were, and that's where we do see some interesting opportunity going forward. So any questions on that?
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah, as number one, it seems like the oil-related companies in the S&P 500 would have quite a bit of impact. What's happening with their stock prices, the big oil? Are they being yet rewarded for research and technology and finding new sources, or are they getting beat up by these low prices, and where does it wash out?
Absolutely, and wash out is really the word of the day. Broadly speaking, the sector of the stock market dropped about 50% in a matter of, 5 or 6 months. So we have already really seen a washout from Chevron to ExxonMobil to Devon to Anadarko down to the mid and small companies. That in itself, Bill, is probably a terrific opportunity for high-risk, high-beta-focused investors. There are some ways to play that, namely a very large exchange-traded fund, ticker XLE, which is the S&P Energy Index, as well as some other, ancillary trades, the energy service. But that's really not what I was excited to talk about today. Mm-hmm. Those are, as I said, higher risk, higher reward situations. But really importantly, this drop in the price of oil has assisted alongside our U.S. economic rebound, along with the slowing growth abroad. It's really helped the dollar to have an extremely strong rise over this commensurate period that we've seen oil decline. And that is really the other half of this trade that has caused so much dislocation. And interestingly, Bill, where we see a lot of opportunity, we mentioned it the last time, and it had a great run from when we were last on the show until just recently with these cross currents. And I'm speaking of non-U.S. developed market debt as well as local emerging markets debt. And so we're talking about bonds issued by developing countries. We see a ton of opportunity in that area right now.
Bonds issued by developing countries. Okay. So, I think it was before 2008, that was an attractive play in preservation type funds, and their portfolio managers would look for these higher annual dividend kind of bonds, right? And then there was a, well, at that point there was an international crisis that curtailed some of that. So this is making a comeback now.
Well, you know, it has not yet made a comeback. We had great performance over about the last 18 months or so from what was, in hindsight, a bit of a washout in this area. But with this recent dislocation and the drop in oil and the strengthening dollar, this area has once again, we believe, gotten cheap. And, you know, two-thirds of these issuers, Bill, are investment grade or higher. That's pretty remarkable if you think about emerging markets and non-U.S. developing market debt. And just flat out really seems to offer a much better relative value than U.S. debt at this time and is an incremental opportunity in portfolios. So if, for instance, some of your retirees had 50% of their portfolio allocated globally towards fixed income, this would be an area where we would have somewhere around a 5% position. So that's one thing very interesting. Also, of course, debt issued by energy companies has been hurt as well. There were a lot of new companies that were formed and expanded and merged and acquired in order to drill at the shale in the Midwest. And many of those companies took on a lot of debt, and that was really all in the high-yield or junk market. When you have a dislocation like this, really all of the babies get thrown out with the bathwater, and really there are quite a few very high-quality companies out there where the debt is now a relatively high value. So we've got emerging market, non-U.S. developed debt. We've got the domestic debt or bonds of energy companies that we think are a great bet, and we would stick to high-quality companies there, Bill. I don't want to talk about any specific names, but many of the large, high-quality U.S. companies, you know, examples would be Anadarko or Devon, for instance. Also, anything really linked to commodities at large. And so debt issued by other types of commodities or commodity-related companies, companies like a Caterpillar. So, you know, those are some ideas of what we're doing. And then, of course, it's really tough, although this is not exactly related to the drop in oil, not to mention what still is the incredible value in the California municipal bond market. So for medium to high income earners, this is an area really has been on sale for the last 3 or 4 years since some of those high profile bankruptcies, which have in the fullness of time have meant really nothing in the whole scheme of the market. So Bill, in essence, if you're, you know, at a combined tax bracket, maybe at 40% or so, which I bet many of your listeners are, you can go out with about a 10 or 12 year maturity and get, in essence, 7.5% tax equivalent yield with very, very safe credit quality. So that is just really exciting to us and continues to be. The muni bond market has come back substantially, but we think if you're a somewhat of a high tax bracket, this is a great area to be focused on still.
Well, what kind of yields are we talking about, do you think? What can somebody expect to get up to these days? Because it's been pretty dismal for a long time.
Well, you know, surprisingly, there was a lot of fear in the municipal bond market a few years back, which I know a lot of your listeners remember. You know, there was a lot of talk and a lot of activity here in Northern California, Modesto, Vallejo. People at one time, there was a lot of fear that we would see mass default in our municipalities, some of which are here locally in Northern California. It turned out, Bill, that was really excessive fear. Nothing came about, broadly speaking, in the municipal market outside of some isolated planned bankruptcies. And still, relative to government bonds, there is a wide spread between what you can get on an after-tax return in a municipal, which is triple tax-free, versus the commensurate government bond, which is only state tax free. So anyway, the value there is still substantial, we think. And, you know, we're talking about 3 to 4% tax free yields, which equate to about 6 to 6.5 to 7.5% tax equivalent yields if you're in that 40% area, much less higher. So, you know, a couple other thoughts here, Bill. You know, we are of the opinion that the Federal Reserve and the Treasury is concerned about this really strong rise in the U.S. dollar, what it's doing with these dislocations we previously discussed today. And we think we could be at some kind of a turning point here shortly in the next number of months whereby we see a reversal to some of this. And I think that could really be spurred on by the Fed talking about staying low in their interest rates for a longer period, being concerned about the dollar and its, you know, possible negative influences on the U.S. economy. Any kind of talk like that could send the price of oil back up, the price of commodities back up, and some of these opportunities we've discussed, namely the emerging markets debt, you know, European high dividend earning companies, internationally focused securities that have been hit with this rise in the dollar, you know, and the opportunity goes away. So that's I would urge your reader viewers to do some research sooner than later and pick out some good funds in these areas and take advantage of the weakness.
Great, great segue. How can they learn more from you and your firm and get more information and maybe even have a conversation with you?
Well, we'd love to hear from them. You can go to our website at www.capitaltrustadvisors.com, and there's a contact us page. You can just shoot us your name and a way to contact you. We do offer a free executive review with some members of our planning team, whereby we take a look at their asset protection setup, meaning the way their assets are held, their estate plan, their liquid securities, et cetera, and, you know, give them our thoughts. So we'd love to hear from you. We are currently taking on new clients and having a lot of success.
Great information. I really appreciate you coming back on with us, Andy. It's always great to talk with you. And, you know, things are always in a state of flux, and it's a difficult time. People have to be nimble these days to really find their way around. So check in with us soon again, will you, and keep us up to date on what's going on.
Bill, thanks for having me today, and to your listeners, have a great and profitable year and take advantage when things are on sale.
All right, Sandy Loewengaard, thanks very much for joining us. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back after this, so please stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.